Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
Supposedly with my ear to the ground as regards cultural developments, I didn't know about The Elf on the Shelf. Inspired by a 2005 story written by Carol Ebersold and her daughter Chanda Bell, introducing an elf who is assigned by Santa Claus to monitor children's behavior. What a money spinner that's become. Each morning, the elf is found in a new location around the house. Children mustn't touch it or it loses its magic, with parents having to move it each night to create the illusion of it coming alive. Some even adopt it and name it, all the while buying and wrapping presents and preparing the food. A bit of a burden for parents, I would say. And what does St. Nicholas say about it? Sounds like it comes from the world where they say happy holidays rather than happy Christmas. Nothing stays the same, as we learned last weekend, that the makers of such film classics as It's a Wonderful Life and Home Alone are being bought out by the streamer giant whose red letter N bursts into a spectrum of colours. And this is prompting fears in the UK that the days of cinema may be numbered. COVID, of course, completely changed our viewing habits after 100 years of going to the pictures for both entertainment and news during World War II. In the days when people would smoke, young couples would tentatively hold hands, others would have secret assignations under the cover of darkness. There was one place in London's Victoria which was famous for the latter activity, but then tickets were cheap, you could get out of the rain, and you could stay for 3 screenings on the trot if you wanted. Now, with films barely on the big screen at all before being streamed away to our home screens, cinemas are fighting hard to stay alive, welcoming dogs, babies, and loads of food and drink. But the big worry is that British films exploring small British themes may not get made because they are of no interest to the great American public, which is, after all, the Big N's target audience, and writers may not have as many places to pitch their independent ideas. Maybe we need to look at French cinema for inspiration. After all, the Lumière brothers started the ball rolling in 1895, and even today the industry manages to produce up to 300 films a year, and I love our local cinemas. So now, to the events of this week. After dozens of Christmas concerts and Marché de Noël in some villages, this weekend is no different. Friday, a dinner at the Salle de Tanet, Lector, looks very classy. Then the Marché des Créateurs at Domaine Lassalle at Saint-Créat, that starts at 10:30 on the Sunday. And at Touget, Marché de Producteurs starts at 9 till 2. At Tournecoupe, they're having their marché with lots of Christmas gift ideas, Père Noël at 10 to 12:30, and then Christmas card making workshops in case you don't want to go commercial. Also on Sunday, a Christmas concert at l'Église Saint-Michel Mauvaisin at 5, and down the road at Cologne, they're having a concert of madrigals at 4, so you could just do both. But in case you don't manage it, there is another concert on the 17th at Solomiac. Also at the weekend, the Marché de Noël at Lectoure, Domaine d'Ambidour open with goodies on offer, a Saint-Saëns Oratorio at Castera Lectourois at 6 on the Saturday at the Église Saint-Madeleine, and on the Sunday at La Chapelle at the Église Baroque, starting at 6:30. And finally, to return to the silver screen, as we must, for lovers of the classic Nutcracker Suite ballet. You can see that on Sunday at the Florence Cinema at 3:30, straight from the Paris Opera. And then, it's the actual countdown to Christmas. But take a deep breath, don't panic, Captain Mannering, it will be all right on the night. The elves will take care of themselves.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
See you next time.
www.dfm930.com